In part one of this recording, we discussed the process of manifestation. Thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. Everything begins with your thoughts, which are produced by your mind. Isn't it amazing that our mind is pretty much the basis for our life, and yet most of us have no clue as to how this powerful apparatus functions? So let's start by taking a simple look at how your mind works. Metaphorically, your mind is nothing more than a big file cabinet, similar to what you'd find in your office or home. All information that comes in is labeled and filed in folders so that it's easy to retrieve to help you survive. Did you hear that? I didn't say thrive, I said survive. In every situation in front of you, you go to the files of your mind to determine how to respond. Say, for example, you're considering a financial opportunity. You automatically go to your file labeled money and from there decide what to do. The only thoughts you can have about money will be what are stored in your money file. That's all you can think about because that's all that's in your mind in that category. So you decide based on what you believe is logical, sensible, and appropriate for you at the time. You make what you think is the right choice. The problem, however, is that your right choice may not be a successful choice. In fact, what makes perfect sense to you may consistently produce perfectly poor results. For instance, let's imagine my wife is in the mall. That shouldn't be too hard for me to imagine. She sees this green purse. It's on sale for 25% off. She immediately goes to her mind files with the question, "Should I get this purse?" In a nanosecond, her mind files come back with the answer. You've been looking for a green purse to go with those green shoes you bought last week. Plus, it's just the right size. Buy it. As she rushes to the checkout counter, her mind is not only thrilled that she's going to have this beautiful purse, but glowing with pride that she got it for 25% off. To her mind, this purchase makes perfect sense. She wants it, she believes she needs it, and it's such a deal. However, at no point did her mind come up with the thought, true, this is really a nice purse, and true, this is a great deal, but right now I'm $3,000 in debt, so I better hold off. She didn't come up with that information because no file in her head contains that information. The file of, when you're in debt, don't buy anymore, was never installed in her and doesn't exist, which means that particular choice is not an option. Do you catch my drift? If you've got files in your cabinet that are non-supportive to financial success, those will be the only choices you can make. They'll be natural, automatic, and make perfect sense to you, but in the end, they will still produce financial failure or mediocrity at best. Conversely, if you've got mind files that support financial success, you will naturally and automatically make decisions that produce success. You won't have to think about it. When it comes to money, wouldn't it be incredible if you could inherently think how rich people think? I sure hope you said absolutely or something to that effect. As we stated previously, the first step to any change is awareness, meaning the first step to thinking the way rich people think is to know how rich people think. Rich people think very differently from poor and middle-class people. They think differently about money, wealth, themselves, other people, and pretty well every other facet of life. Now we're going to examine some of these differences, and as part of your reconditioning, install alternative wealth files into your mind. With new wealth files come new choices. You can then catch yourself when you are thinking like poor and middle-class people and consciously shift your focus to how rich people think. Remember, you can choose to think in ways that will support you in your happiness and success instead of ways that don't. Having said this, however, I want to add that in no way, shape, or form do I mean to degrade poor people or want to appear to be without compassion for their situation. I do not believe that rich people are better than poor people, they're just richer. At the same time, I want to make sure you get the message, so I'm going to make the distinctions between the rich and poor as extreme as possible.